All we do is talk in the dirty dollhouse. Yeah, all we do is talk in Kev's dirty dollhouse. I didn't kiss your girl. Oh no, and I didn't kiss your boy. All we did was talk, and when we had sex, only I made noise. I was crying because the love that we made was so sweet.
Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy, Kev, a.k.a. the Dirty Dog, a.k.a. Creamsicle. That's right. That's what they call me around here. You heard of the movie Megamind? Well, it's your boy, Smegma Mind. And you don't want to know what that's about. But anyways, this is a Dirty Dog. I'm just here to kick it, hang out with all my ladies and boys that listen to the pod and have a good time. Hashtag comeback season.
If he's not the most selfish, easily manipulated knucklehead in recent memory in college football, I don't know who is.
If he hasn't gotten the message thus far, what's happened with the NCAA and the investigation?
That's right, baby.
He's never going to get
Money Manziel, Johnny Football coming back.
It's not all about
I can
me.
Feel it.
You see, I'm just Johnny Manziel. I'm just a regular guy. Don't know why all the fuss about me. Nobody ever gave a fuck before. All they did was doubt me.
Fucking haters.
Now everybody wanna run their mouth and try and take shots at me.
Bring it.
You might see me shaking, you might see me juking. Anybody step off up in the way, then I'll abuse them. Better move around when I hit you with the spin move. You gon' step up and try and tackle with
spin move, baby. Playing as Johnny Manziel, it's like I'm playing as an NFL blitz athlete. No one else can fuck with me. Heisman, more like we're gonna get the fucking super Heisman.
I'm just Johnny Manziel. I'm just a regular guy. I don't know why all the fuss about me.
Yeah, I'm back. You know, we just have to come back season. Anyways, I hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone is having a great weekend. You probably realize now that there's not a regular episode. Hopefully we'll get all the audio files for that and everything gathered up, and I'll edit that this week and put that up. So sorry about that. Yeah, we're going to have some fun, going to talk about some stuff. I don't remember when the last Dirty Dog was that I did. It was probably way back. So just a reminder, with the Dirty Dog, you can call in and leave a voicemail or leave a text, send a message. I'll read them out on the show. That number is 419-528-8679. And this Dirty Dog will be going to Patreon eventually whenever we start that up. So that'll be like your weekly bonus episode. But until then, yeah, we'll be randomly doing it. I will say most of the voicemails I've gotten lately, I cannot play on the show because I love you guys. I love you all. But yeah, some of the stuff I can't put out there. So I do appreciate getting a message from a boy, Jay Field. And this would have been a while back, but he sent us, "My medicine makes me crazy for the fucking tooth." Now, if you didn't listen to our episode titled The Gang, that is where we had a horror story written by a guy in, I think it was Bangladesh, but I don't remember now. But yeah, that was one of the lines in it. The medicine makes him crazy to do the fucking. So hell yeah, thanks for that message, brother. Yeah, and I'm so sorry to everyone else that has left a message or voicemail that I haven't played because I got a bunch and I don't remember which ones I've done. Yeah, it's been a weird couple months. And shout out to our boy Tim from Grand Rapids, always leaving us good shit. Left us a picture of a Delta Farce. And if you haven't watched that yet, get on it. Everyone watch that movie. It shouldn't be good, and you'll be ashamed that you might laugh, but it's decent. It is decent. So we do have a couple things that we're going to talk about today. Like this is from heavy.com, but there was a girl. This was back in 2019, okay? This girl named Katie Jade Gates, which is a pretty cool name, but she's actually facing felony charges after this incident happened because she's living with her grandma and her grandpa. And on September 12th, 2019, I wonder what she was doing the day before that, huh? Probably celebrating this fucking terrorist. No, I'm just joking. But she lives in Florida, okay, with her grandparents. Oh, old people living in Florida. Wow, twist. What, did M. Night Shyamalan write this fucking this article? Anyways, she kept trying to eat all the fucking tomatoes. And the grandpa, he had enough of that. He's like, no, you're not getting any more tomatoes. You've already had enough. And that upset Katie. So you know what she did? I'll tell you what she did. She picks up a pack of cigarettes. You probably think she smokes them, don't you? Nope. Fucking chucks them at the grandma. Take that shit. Bam. You take that, you son of a, you old fuck. Throws them at her grandma. But that's not all. She wasn't done yet. There's also some other people at this dinner. There was her grandma, Margaret. Also, there's Edward, who is Margaret's husband. And then there's his mother, Caroline. So, holy shit. Sweet Caroline, she's old as fuck. Because, I mean, if you're the grandfather's mother, man. And there's another guy there named Jose Luis Valdez Monteo. And I'm pretty sure you killed his father based on that name. And, but anyways, they said that, quote, Katie, she wanted to eat more than her fair share of tomatoes at the dinner table. And that upset everyone. And when they told her she couldn't have any more, she picked up a water bottle and threw it at her grandfather, almost hitting him in the head. Then she threw a pack of cigarettes at her grandmother, hit her in the eyeball with it.
Yeah, how could you eat my tomatoes, girl? How the hell could you eat my tomatoes, yeah? How the hell could you eat all my goddamn tomatoes? I see your cigarette pack in your right hand. You better put that down, man. If you throw that shit at my fucking grandma here in the eye, then guess what, bitch? Gonna die. How could you eat my tomatoes? Yeah. Oh, how could you eat my tomatoes? Yeah, yeah. You stupid piece of shit, girl. You only 17, girl. You probably going out with Crystalia tonight. Oh, yeah, yeah. You tomato stealing whore. You fucking slutty ass whore. Yeah, you stole all my tomatoes.
And then she tried to confront her grandfather's like, come on, you gotta cut that shit out. We're eating dinner. You just can't eat all the goddamn tomatoes, you know? And so she picks up a knife. She's pissed off. She grabs a knife and she chases her grandfather out of the house with it. And supposedly she yelled at him, quote, motherfucker, I'll stab you in your fucking face. And she was like swinging the knife at his face. But the grandmother then yelled out. She said, I'm calling the police. And so Katie returned to the kitchen and placed the knife down. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Thanksgiving with the in-laws, am I right? Anyways, so she ends up getting charged with two felonies, and she admits to it all. She's like, yeah, I threw a cigarette pack at my great-grandmother, which is like, come on. She's probably lucky that she threw the cigarette pack and not anything else. Hey, at least she didn't make her smoke it, right? I'd rather get hit with the cigs than have to smoke them, especially if they were Pall Mall. And, yeah, so she ended up getting a felony charge of aggravated battery on a person over the age of 65. And she denies that she tried stabbing anybody. She said she did have the knife in her hand, but she wasn't trying to stab him. So she ends up getting charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Don't really know exactly what happened because of that. I don't know why she's living with her grandparents or what happened to her actual parents. I don't actually know. But there is a no-contact order that was placed against her, and she can no longer be within 500 feet of her grandparents. And she's not allowed to contact him or anything like that. I don't really know anything else about her except she's not employed, according to Heavy.com. And she was also arrested in August for driving violations, driving around without a license and not having insurance and all that fun stuff. So that was Katie Jade Gates. She's smiling in her mugshot wherever she is. I hope she's doing well. I don't know. Sounds like she might have some mental problems or something. She kind of looks like Luna Lovegood and Malfoy fucked and had a kid. And hell, if they were old enough, if they're legal and they want to make that tape, I'll watch it. You know, let's hear a Draco and the Malfoy song right here. It's pretty good. Let me play that shit.
You messed up in potions yesterday, but everyone still thinks you're really great.
Except Snape.
Except Snape. Except Snape. And me. Cause we see you for what you really are. A stupid little dork with a stupid dorky scar, and it's okay.
It's really great.
Cause I hate you, and so does Snape.
Fucking guitar, baby. Whoa, how'd they get Slash on here to fucking play that lick? Did he hear that shit? I don't think it... Oh, it might have been Buckethead. Let's hear it again. Man, that was some good shit. I'm gonna be honest. There's a band called Draco and the Malfoys. There's also Harry and the Potters. They got a lot of good songs. It's lame, I'll be honest. I'm not proud of it, but I do have a lot of their songs on my iPod. And that's why I don't get laid, probably. That's probably why that I'm not getting laid at all. So this is going to be a little all over the place, this episode. I'm trying to get some good, entertaining, fun stuff to talk about. I found this thing called Hulk Hogan Hot 18 Plus Fiction by Jelly Frick. It's only about a paragraph long, but I want to read it because I think it's pretty good. And let me go ahead and get some mood music playing real quick while I read this.
Brother Hulk Hogan whispered seductively in my ear as he gently caressed my left cheek. His hand moving down as he starts to caress my inner thigh. I start kissing him. He kisses back. His hands start to slowly lift up my top.
Let's see those pecs, brother!
He whispers seductively in my ear. We start kissing more aggressively. His hands start to roam my chest, feeling my every dip and curve. I love you, brother, I whisper gently.
I love you too, brother,
he replied.
The end. How was that? You guys like that? Was that good? How the ladies feeling? I'm gonna be honest. You know, I'm all about, you know, equality, but I don't care how the ladies are feeling after this one. I want to know how my boys are doing. How are my dudes doing? My men. How you feeling after that one, brother? Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're all doing well, because we're going to talk about a German man after this, okay? This guy, his name Klaus. Klaus O. We don't know his full name because of German laws. This is going to be from Oxygen.com, NPR.org, and NewYorkTimes.com. So we're going to be pulling some of this information. But here's what happens. So I'm going to mispronounce all these names, and I'm very sorry. I apologize. But this is in Germany. And all of a sudden at this company, a middle-sized manufacturing company, there's this guy there whose name is Klaus. He's 57 years old. He's a machinist, and he's been working at this place for, I believe it's 38 years. Now, Klaus, he's the type of guy who keeps to himself, didn't really have any problems with anyone. They said he often wore headphones and would just really just keep to himself. And he was described as conspicuously inconspicuous. That's what his manager described him. And they said, like, he rarely spoke. He didn't really have any friends. He was just kind of someone who just show up and work. Quote, I had no problem with Klaus, and I accepted that he does not want any contact. There was never an argument. So over the years and years that have passed, people that would have been working here, they would, like, just mysteriously fall ill. they would get sick, and some of them would get like, oh man, they had organ failure and end up dying. And it was pretty suspicious, because it's like, it's a lot, all these people worked at one place, and it was just really odd. And so there was this man named Klaus, who's a different Klaus, not Klaus. Oh, we'll call this guy Radke. Well, he was getting ready to eat his lunch one day, and he noticed that on his ham and cheese sandwich that there was some weird substance on it. He's like, what the fuck? That's kind of weird. So he lets the company's management know, and they ended up, I believe he did it again. Like, he brought another sandwich in, and then there was he went to go eat his lunch the next day, and it was there again. So he's like, what the fuck is going on? So he lets management know, and depending on the sources, some say that he set up a camera here. Some say that management contacted police, and they set up a camera. But either way, there's surveillance camera that catches 57-year-old Klaus O., that he would come in and he would go through the people's lunches, and he would sprinkle some sort of powder on the colleagues' lunches, like in their sandwiches and shit. And like, well, what the fuck is that about? And then in May of 2018, German authorities, they go to his house, they arrest him, and they search around, and they find a massive amount of chemicals. Like, there's like mercury and lead and shit. He kind of had like a little lab thingy going on. And they're kind of like, well, what the hell? This guy doesn't even bother anyone. He's just like an employee who's been here for like 40 years. And this company, they had a lot of employees that had gone to see the doctors, like kidney damage. There was one that ended up having brain damage. There's people that died, and they believe this dude might have been responsible for poisoning all these people. And even though they can't prove it all, because it has been happening since for like 20 some years, but there were 21 mysterious deaths around this company that were originally seemed unrelated. However, they're going to be checking those out to see if there's any indication of foul play or anything like that. But yeah, he would just calmly stroll into the break room. He would go through his coworkers' backpacks and lunches, and he would just sprinkle the shit in. And also, when the police arrested him, he had a little vial of this stuff on him too. And so whenever they look at that Mr. Radke's sandwich, it's taken to the police. They photograph it and just look at some of the stuff on there. The reports say that there were nearly 71,000 micrograms of lead in it, which is, quote, a substantial but far from lethal dose. So it wouldn't kill you outright, but, I mean, he's doing this shit every day, so. And the court, quote, the court heard that the defendant had been experimenting with poisons for years and had ordered a new batch on the internet days before his arrest. Investigators also found extremely high levels of mercury on his property. Throughout the trial, which began in November, the defendant did not speak other than to identify himself to the judge in keeping with German courtroom rules. But the court did hear testimony from the man's estranged siblings, who described traumatic and impoverished upbringings. During the trial, a psychiatrist had confirmed that the defendant was not only fully responsible for his actions, but that he might strike again if given the chance. And this is all from New York Times. Under German law, prisoners given life sentences are eligible for review and potential parole after 15 years. This sentence in this case, however, included preventive security custody, an indication that the man is likely to stay in prison indefinitely. So he will eventually, I believe, yeah, he gets life in prison. So he gets sent away for life. And all the pictures of him in the courtroom, every time there's a picture taken, he holds a notebook up or something and covers his face. I mean, I don't know, he's just a piece of shit. One of the first people that Klaus poisoned was a 23-year-old who was training there, and he fell into a coma. And two other victims are still alive, but they both have really bad kidney damage. Yeah, it's just, it's fucked up, man. You go to work, you don't really want to think about people fucking with your stuff. And yeah, you got people that poison it. People that like to open up your lunchbox and fart in the top of it, which, you know, I'm trying not to do that as much. But yeah, I hate when colleagues and employees fuck with your stuff, man. I've had so many phone chargers stolen from me at work, and it sucks. I mean, I already, like I've mentioned before, where I work, the owner is like a highly religious guy, so he believes in like second chances and things like that. And that's fine. I'm all for that. That's okay. So they bring in a lot of workers that just get out of prison, and they want to like offer them second chances because they work with like a temp company. And man, the fucking scum that are scraped off the bottom of shit boots that are brought in here. Holy shit. It's bad. It is bad. I've trained a murderer. Like, I've worked with a guy who strangled someone and killed him. The amount of people that have raped somebody that I work, where I work, it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. But you know what? Some of them are pretty funny. And that's all that I care about, is that if they can make me laugh, then I don't care what you did. Oh, you got a pretty good joke? Cool. Let's hang out. Come over and meet my family. Maybe me and you can kiss. I don't know. We don't know what's going on. Ah, boy. Oh, boy. So, yeah. So, that was German man known as Klaus O, who was poisoning his coworkers. But, yeah, 21. He's accused of murdering 21 of his coworkers, poisoning their lunches. I don't know what all he was putting on there, though, because some said there's white powder. Some said there was brown powder. But yeah, after looking at, through all this shit, they found like mercury, quicksilver, lead. Yeah, and he's been doing it since like the year 2000. And this, I think he was caught in 2018, I said. But yeah, that's pretty fucked up. So, all right. So how about them Washington Redskins? Yeah, how is that name racist? I'm just joking. Yeah, I can't believe it's taken this long to get that name changed. It kind of cracks me up, though, if you kind of read, like, the letters and stuff. It has nothing to do. It's just because sponsors are pulling out, obviously, like, all like Nike and all the big sponsors are like, yeah, we're not going to sell jerseys and support this. But, I mean, it's only because fucking money. They don't give a shit about actually what it stands like... The Redskins, they don't give a shit about that at all. I mean, Nike has sweatshops, child labor. They don't care about anything like that. But if they're going to lose money, then Washington's going to change the name. So everyone's kind of waiting around to see what that's going to be. Hopefully it's not, there's a lot of rumors that it could be the Warriors. Hopefully it's not that. That's shitty. Washington Warriors. There's already an NBA Warriors team. And then also it would just be like there's the Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers rivalry. And the Washington Warriors would just be the Warriors with the Cleveland Cavaliers colors. I don't know. It just seems weird. It just seems I don't like that. Hopefully it's something cool. I hope they accidentally come out with something even more racist without realizing it. That'd be pretty funny. That'd be cool. So I'm going to cross my fingers and pray to God every night that that happens. But no, hopefully they get it all figured out and stuff. So if you have been following, there's a lot of shit going on with the Redskins, like front office and like sexual harassment and all these other allegations and things like that. And now the owner, the majority owner of the Washington Redskins is Dan Snyder. So we're going to move on from Dan Snyder to Dan Schneider, which is the Nickelodeon dude, which I'm sure you know he created like Drake and Josh and iCarly. And he's also the one who has like a super massive thing for feet. Which is kind of fun if it wasn't like kids on Nickelodeon and shit, but yeah, if you watch like Drake and Josh, iCarly, all those kinds of shows that Dan Schneider was part of, there's a lot of shots where it's like their feet and like their feet are always involved in stuff. And here's a tweet from a year ago from the show Sam and Cat with I just hit my desk. Sorry about that. I must have popped a boner looking at all this stuff. Am I Dan Schneider? But Sam and Cat has like Ariana Grande and then is it Jeanette McCurdy, something like that. And but anyways, they tweeted out Sam and Cat tomorrow, right on the bottom of your foot. Take a picture and use hashtag Sam and Cat Saturday. We'll retweet and follow until our fingers get sore. Wow, that's pretty interesting. That's not weird at all, Dan Schneider. Why are your fingers getting sore, huh? Finger blasting your butthole looking at these kids' feet? What, is fucking Chris D'Elia in charge of your fucking Twitter account over there? And anyways, yeah, that's just kind of weird. I mean, I know this is from years ago, but it just kind of it's weird, man. I mean, I don't really know anything, what all came of it after that. Let's find out. Alrighty, I'm back. So after about 3 seconds of Googling, I take back every bad thing I said. Dan Schneider, this motherfucker wrote the Good Burger movie. And not only that, but Big Fat Liar. Both those movies are great. They're awesome. I love those movies. What's up with Amanda Bynes now? Is she, I know she wasn't doing well. Is she better? Is she, has she, is she okay now, or is she still going through some shit? I hope she's all right. Britney Spears, is she still breaking speed records? Is that still a thing she's doing, or does she admit that she's just a fucking liar and bullshitting? But that would be awesome, wouldn't it, if Britney Spears was actually the fastest person in the world? That'd be cool, because how old is she now? She's 38. What if 38-year-old Britney Spears really was the fastest human in the world? That'd be great, because she said that she ran 100 meters in just 5.9 seconds one time. I think it was on Instagram, maybe, and she posted that. And she's like, yeah, I'm just getting back into running, and these are my numbers. It's like, you fucking lying bitch. Usain Bolt's record for that is 9.58. So, and then, like, after everyone is, like, making fun of her, she's like, yeah, guys, clearly I was just joking. That's funny. Wait, is this... Well, baby. Okay, fuck. Now I got to play that. The music video for Oops, I Did It Again, where the... Okay, let's just play that. Oh, yeah.
Before you go, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't this...
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Aw, you shouldn't have.
Okay, so let's pick this video apart real quick. So that is from Oops, I Did It Again, Britney Spears. What happens is she's dancing around. This dude is like a fucking in an astronaut suit. They're on Mars, I think. She takes his helmet off. His head gets real big and then shrinks back down again. But it's like, you don't just take an astronaut's helmet off in space. What are you doing? You can't do that. I know this. I learned from experience. And then he like pulls out this box. Okay, and she's like, oh, is this? And he's like, yeah. She's like, but I thought the old lady threw it in the ocean at the end, which is, of course, talking about the heart of the ocean from Titanic. And he's like, well, baby, I went down and got it for you. He's in a fucking spacesuit. What is happening in this video? I love it. It's great. But yeah, that's fucking nuts. That is absolutely nuts. Good shit. I love this. So, alrighty, you guys ready to talk about, since we're talking about, you know, Chris D'Elia and Dan Schneider and teens, let's talk about another teen. This is a Florida teen going on right here. This was a girl back in 2019 on September 10th. September 10th? What were you doing the day after this, huh? Celebrating? You fucking terrorist. But this is what she did. She's a 17-year-old girl in Florida. And her parents noticed that she's gone missing, and also that their debit card was stolen. And there were two separate transactions on there. There was one for $503, and there was another one for $926.40. And this is all being pulled from WTFFlorida.com. And so the police department, they're like, all right, well, let's fucking get on this shit. Let's figure out what is going on. And so they go and they speak to this girl's boyfriend to see if they know where she's at. And so the girl's boyfriend, who said that he'd seen her at this pretty well-known drug house yesterday morning, and he said that when she was there, he told the detective that she wanted to kill her parents. So that's why she is there. And the detectives, they find her, and she admits that she stole the parents' debit cards, and she's the one that made the transactions. And it ends up coming out that she said that $100 of that money was used to buy cocaine, and then $400 was given to her friend. She said, here, you take this $400, and you find someone to murder my parents. So that's the first $500. $100 on cocaine. Cocaine. I was up all night on cocaine. I pulled out the rise. We were ready to play. I fucking up all night on that cocaine.
We're here at the line where people are doing it the old-fashioned way. They're just filling out bubbles here. I want to turn some of these people around and ask you guys, sir, can I ask you what your lucky numbers are?
I'm going to pick 14, 24, 2, 7, and 15.
Those are your lucky numbers. Can I tell you what? Do you know your chances of winning?
Slim to none.
Slim to none. You're right. Let me tell you, it's one out of 292 million. What do you think about that?
I knew it.
You knew it. Your numbers are lucky, though. Am I right?
I hope so.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay, that's not good. We were hoping for a different answer. That's probably not the answer that we're looking for.
And yeah, we got some cocaine, $400, bam, go kill my parents. I believe that friend just took that money and bailed because, I mean, what are you doing? And so then she later explains that, so I quote, gave the other $900 to a black male to kill her parents. Oh, I blackmailed the black male to kill my parents. And so the parents are obviously like, well, you are a shitty daughter, so we're going to press charges. She gets arrested. And yeah, I don't really know anymore after that because she is under 18 years old. But yeah, that sucks. That sucks. She was charged with criminal solicitation for murder after trying to pay different people to murder her parents. She seems, I don't know. I feel bad for her. It sucks. It's a shitty thing. So I hope everybody is staying safe out there with this shit. What's it called? Let me look it up real quick. Coronavirus. Whatever that is, this is the first time hearing about it. But no, Governor Mike DeWine, where I'm in Ohio, y'all know your boy. Well, actually, on Thursday, the county I'm living in is designated red now, level 3 out of the 4-level public health alert map. So now, everywhere in public, you have to start wearing a mask, which the only person that really lives around here anyways is Bane. Yeah, I left the pause in for that shitty joke. But yeah, it's a quote, with a smaller county, 124,000 residents, Richland County has had more cases over the last 2 weeks than the entire nation of Jamaica, population 2.9 million. That's what he said. I don't know the details and if that's true and all that stuff. But yeah, everyone, you have to wear a mask when you go out now. That began on Friday. And yesterday I went to Kroger, had my mask on, and absolutely fucking no one in there is wearing one. Just no one. So, I mean, I know people have different beliefs and stuff like that, but I mean, if they mandate it, just fucking do it. There was like this big party out at this restaurant. It was outside, but there was like 100 people there all hanging out in like this little tent, fucking smoking ribs and shit. I wanted to be part of it, but I didn't think I would fit in. I wanted to get my ribs tickled by some rib ticklers. The king of ribs is right down the road. I want to go visit him, and I want to get some ribs, and I want to hang out with the king of ribs and have a good time, but now I don't know if I can do that. All right, coronavirus, you win, all right? Everything that's happened in the year 2020, I can accept, but not you taking me away from the king of ribs. I did read a review about the King of Ribs. I've never actually gone there. I always want to, but it's just like an outside tent where this dude is just fucking always smoking some ribs, baby, making ribs out there, making some corn. And this is a review from recently. Quote, King of Ribs is a name they gave themselves. Well, you know what, bitch? You wouldn't even know anything about what it takes to be the King of Ribs, so you can go fuck off. I hope the coronavirus gets you for that heinous comment you left, my boy. Here's another one. The corn was inedible. Yeah, why don't you use your fucking teeth then, dude? Quote, he intentionally tried to short me on change. Don't blame the king of ribs if you don't know how to fucking count, boy. Wow, this guy who wrote this has posted over 400 reviews and 10,000 photos. Then he says this, quote, the king of ribs harassed me because I go to other rib places as well as his. I'm finished with him. And I will say the dude who posted this, he might be an Amish guy. I don't know. But he has contributed over 17,000 times. What the fuck? Over 10,000 videos. My goodness. I need to find out what all he's done. How do I find more? Oh my God. This guy, I'm going down a rabbit hole, guys. Wow, so this guy, 5 months ago, he left a review for this hotel where he said this front desk clerk wanted to charge me more than double to stay a second night. I went back to my room, got my things, and returned to the front desk for my deposit. She says, no deposits are returned until 9 a.m. I am not a happy customer. And then he took a photo of her where she has her hand over her face, not to show like her picture, and this dude just fucking snapped it anyways. Man, this guy's on an angry roll. Golden Corral Buffet and Grill. The vegetables were undercooked and cold. They do not honor the bonus gift cards. There is no salsa. They need a new cook. Man, just before that, he went to Family Dollar, didn't even say why, gave it 2 stars. What is going on, man? It seems like half the time he reviews places, like food places, he doesn't even eat there. Like this one is for Domino's. 1 star. I asked if I could use the restroom. I was told it was in the back. Then I was told to leave. No one allowed in the public bathroom. I'm not going back. Okay. Here's one for Econo Lodge. 1 star. It is time for the bulldozers to be called in. This Econo Lodge has well outlived its usefulness. Leveling this spot to make room for a motel would be best. None of the doors close. The building is shifting, crumbling. Each room has just one outlet for customer use, not anywhere near the bed. And here we go. I fully expected this to be the first sentence. At the front desk, no one speaks English. Dot, dot, dot. No Wi-Fi. Man, my dude is upset. This is in Pennsylvania. He is very upset. Man, this dude just fucking is just goes places angry. He went to a place called Ready Player One. I don't know if it's a relation to the movie or what. It sounds and seems like it's a bar. And he gave it 1 star. It was very loud. What is this guy doing, man? Oh my God. This guy went to a buffet alone. I was their only customer. 1 star. I won't go again. They had no crab legs. Okay, I'll quit talking about this guy now. After this last comment, if you have fake butter in your restaurant, it's an automatic 1 star, I've learned. So, that's pretty fun. God damn it, dude. This guy. If you don't speak English, he's 1 star. If you don't have a restroom he can use when he's not even eating there, 1 star. Oh, boy. This guy is such a piece of shit. I don't know. I hate this guy. I really do. I don't know why fully. He just seems like a turd. Okay. But alrighty, that's going to be everything for me this episode. I am kind of starting to lose my voice a little bit, so I apologize. This is a little bit shorter, around 35 minutes or so. But yeah, hopefully I'm able to get the episode up this week. We did record one. And yeah, so look forward to that. And thank you everyone that's listening, supporting the show. That really means a lot to us. If you enjoy it, if you could leave us an iTunes review or a Spotify review, wherever you can leave reviews, that would really help us out and mean the world to us. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, send us some messages. That's always fun. And yeah, we love you. We love you ladies and all you handsome dudes out there. Thank you so much for supporting and just listening. I can't believe that people listen to this stuff. So, alrighty, thank you so much for listening. It is your boy Kev, the Dirty Dog, and the Dirty Dog is out in the doghouse because I got in trouble. I pooped my pants in the bed and tried to blame it on the baby, and the poop was too big. Alrighty.
Yeah, yeah, ain't that the way it goes? High school student, her name was Casey Becker. Have I got a chance, y'all? I should ask her. One night, she got a phone call. Who was calling? I haven't got a clue, y'all. He kept asking, what's your favorite scary movie? What's your favorite scary movie? And then he turned sadistic, threatening her life. Yeah, he kinda was a piece of shit. Turns out her boyfriend Steve Orth is being held hostage on the back porch. Casey got asked a horror movie question. She got it wrong and now her boyfriend's gone.